KEY today.
Michael Jackson, that's who you're listening to right now, is one of his biggest hits, dead at the age of 50, dying this afternoon in Los Angeles. Questions surrounding his death. It's suspected cardiac arrest. Paramedics rushed to the scene and tried for an hour to revive him to no avail. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Strange day for iconic people in America. Michael Jackson had his controversies, absolutely no doubt about that. A lot of strangeness in his middle age surrounded the man who had the world by the tail at one point in his life in the 80s and certainly into the early 90s. He was on the road to a big comeback with a final farewell tour in London is where it was going to start. It was sold out. Everybody was buzzing about Michael Jackson again. That will not happen. He was just a day before rehearsing at the Staples Center, and then today, dead, as I already mentioned, at the age of 50, leaving behind three small children. People forget that he had three children. So the world is mourning, and I mean everywhere. This is radio, but let me give you an idea. A picture, a map of the United States, and I'm talking even small towns, and there were people gathering in squares playing Michael Jackson music. There were radio stations still doing it, playing Jackson's hits only. Certainly in Los Angeles, outside of the hospital and other areas, people have gathered outside of his house. And in Harlem, in New York, in Times Square, people gathering as well to remember Michael Jackson. So you've got people in Sydney, Australia, Tokyo, interrupting all of their normally scheduled programming to talk about Michael Jackson's death. Online, it's just exploded with Twitter and Facebook and everything in between and chat rooms. He was absolutely, absolutely an icon, and that's how he'll go down. When you think of the icons, I think pop-wise, in pop culture, James Dean and Marilyn Monroe, of course, and Elvis Presley, and now you throw in, absolutely, Michael Jackson. At the same time, another woman who was known for incredible looks and for a year on a hit television, runaway hit television series in the 70s, late 70s, called Charlie's Angels, Farrah Fawcett. At 62, she loses her fight with anal cancer. And, boy, she was trying everything, including treatments in Germany, to hold on to life. But she passes away just before 9:30 in the morning. By her side, her longtime partner, Ryan O'Neill. So she's gone, and she had that hair, that personality, and again, the poster that everybody talked about. Grew up in a small town in Texas, went to the University of Texas at Austin, actually with Kay Bailey Hutchinson, longtime senator from Texas, and she ended up being one of the 10 most beautiful co-eds. The rest was history. She went to Los Angeles, did a bunch of commercials, landed on the hit show Charlie's Angels, and then went on to do a slew of other things, but I think will always be best known for the Charlie's Angels portion of her life and the photos and all the covers she did and all that other sort of stuff. If you want to react certainly to either of their deaths, if you have any memories, because I think childhood memories are tied to both of these two people, Farrah Fawcett and especially to Michael Jackson. We know the stuff, the trial with the 13-year-old accused of molesting, and of course he was cleared of that, and also some of the other weird things with the color of his skin and his nose and the cosmetic things he had done. And there's absolutely no doubt that he had was a troubled soul in other ways, but you can't take the music away from Michael Jackson. I think that pretty much if you're driving around in Kentucky or Illinois, Connecticut, New York, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, if you're listening to us on KVCE in California, anywhere, that you have some kind of a memory of Michael Jackson. I know I certainly do. I have a ton of memories of Michael Jackson music. I can remember the song Beat It, and you know, younger, when I was younger, being shy and somebody grabbing me up on a stage to dance to that song. And when his music came on, and still even now, I think there are certain Michael Jackson songs that will come on the radio, and there's a bunch of them. If you're a rock person, whether it's Freebird or somebody else's music, there's a song that you just can't turn off. You know what I'm talking about, guys, when you flip around. And I think he has one or two of those songs at least for many people where they would stick and listen to them. And that's what's happening now. Of course, across the country, a lot of radio stations are exclusively playing a lot of the Michael Jackson music. Pete is listening to us, our friend Pete in Michigan. Hey, Pete, how are you doing?
Good morning, Kate. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Did you like Michael Jackson's music, any of it?
No, I'm too old for that. But what I wanted to call about is that things happen in three. Ed McMahon died, Farrah Fawcett, and Michael Jackson.
Boy, isn't that true? And I was just thinking about that because the Hollywood agent, a guy named Howard Bragman, was on Larry King, and I thought he's on every show now because of these deaths. But you're right. McMahon was a big passing. We talked about that earlier in the week, of course, the ultimate sidekick. And now these two who are icons in their own way. And, you know, Pete, all three of them were known for different things.
I liked Ed McMahon.
I did, too.
And whatever happened to Shaky Legs?
Shaky Legs, I'm on a different network now. I'm with the Genesis Communications Network. So Shaky Legs, I'm sure would say hi to you, Pete, as we still correspond back and forth.
Well, you tell him I said hello.
I will tell him that. Thanks, Pete. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Pete, listening to us in Kalamazoo, one of our great affiliates, of course, on America Tonight and How Funny. Pete, of course, did know the names of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, but as he said, Ed McMahon was his guy, and we had just talked about him. So if it's true in that theory of things come in threes, there's your threes, and all three of them known for different things. As I said, the sidekick, the king of pop, and the poster girl. In one fell swoop, man, what a wild week it's been. And, you know, the entertainment industry itself and the gossip magazines from People magazine on down, it couldn't be a busier time for those people. That's for certain. There are other things going on in the country, and we're going to tell you about those coming up. The NBA draft in sports shorts and Richard Nixon. It's fascinating, these 154 hours of tapes that have been released. We've got that coming up next. Three interesting segments for you coming up next on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Right away, won't you leave me?
Michael Jackson, dead at the age of 50, the king of pop. His death comes right when he was preparing for his London tour that was a sellout. A lot of people talking about, was he the greatest pop star period ever? If you think of people who could call themselves pop stars, man, there's a few of them. I would say Madonna would certainly make that list. Is Michael Jackson bigger than Madonna? Is Michael Jackson bigger than the Beatles? Probably those are the three, and I'm going to say that he not bigger than the Beatles, but you have to go by generation, so that's a tough thing to cut across. Fans all over the world and in this country certainly mourning the loss of Michael Jackson at the Apollo Theater. They have a big sign, people gathered there, and we're seeing scenes like that all over this country, in the East and the West Coast, but certainly beyond the borders as well, in Tokyo, in Australia, in Africa. People embraced Michael Jackson's music, there's no question about it. And despite all the weird things that happened in his life and the massive amount of controversies, that musically, there were a lot of generations, I think, that embraced Jackson. As a caller just said, our good friend Pete, it is one of those things where what a week it's been for death. It just is a reminder that, man, life is precious, and it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, or fame, notoriety, etc. When your time comes, your time comes. And so now questions surround Jackson's death. Was it anything to do with prescription drugs? What caused that cardiac arrest? If, in fact, it is that, they're doing the autopsy tomorrow in Los Angeles, wasting no time. There was no mystery with Farrah Fawcett. She died of anal cancer. She fought it for 3 years. She was 62 years old. She was seeking alternative treatments in Germany, doing everything she could to survive and just finally lost that battle very early on Thursday in Los Angeles as well. I mentioned there's other things, of course, happening in the world, and we're going to get to that. You can chime in on any of this, though, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, including it was an interesting week, as many of you are fans of history. I'm a fan of history, and we talk politics a lot on this show and frustrations with politicians. Richard Nixon, the Richard Nixon Library, released 150-some hours of tapes of just all kinds of conversations that Nixon had with different people, and they didn't even really go through it. There was no list or any kind of a timetable or timeline or whatever. Just here's the tapes, boom, no transcripts. So a lot of people, a lot of news agencies are going through the tapes to try to come up with some of the more interesting conversations that he had over the course of his time in the White House. And a couple of them were dug out that I thought were interesting that popped up on MSNBC or one of those networks today that I thought we'd let you hear. These are three different ones, and this is an interesting one about Kissinger. He's a little bit paranoid about Kissinger. Check out this conversation.
I want to know on any private phone, too. We can get that, can't we?
I think we can.
Sure. We get it through the FBI.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
The FBI is to get to keep the law on his phone.
Yeah.
What law? That's all we want to know. Who the hell he calls.
All right, so he wanted Kissinger's phone tapped. He was worried about who he was talking to, all that sort of stuff. This is a conversation with George Bush well before, of course, he became president. And he was running. He was in charge of the Republican Party at that point. And in this conversation, let me set it up for you. Nixon is basically telling him that you need to get hot chicks to run for office.
I want you to be sure to emphasize to our people, God, let's look for some, because I understand I don't do it because I'm for women, but I'm doing it because I think maybe a woman might win someplace or a man might not.
Good.
So have you got that in mind?
I will certainly keep it in mind, sir.
I like the Bush response. Yes, I will certainly keep it in mind, sir. Scour the country. There's got to be somewhere we can win with a good-looking woman. And here's a third conversation that Nixon had with Billy Graham in the 70s, and it was right after a big disaster. Here's that.
Praise the Lord is with you. I really
well,
do.
You know, we've got still got the problems. Isn't that a horrible thing, those Israeli shootings on that plane?
But
I've just been,
they're coming.
I've just been raising the devil about that because, I mean, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, to shoot on a unarmed 707, good heavens. I mean, that's worse than what they did at the Olympics, the other side.
Well, this will be an embarrassment for her coming here next week, won't it?
Well, I think it is, yes. But on the other hand, that's going to be her embarrassment, not ours. We didn't do it.
All right, so Richard Nixon and three different types of conversations. I'm sure there's going to be more that comes out of the Nixon tapes. Just like I said, I don't know about all of you listening, but I think it's fascinating. And the idea that every single thing was taped, everything that was said. And, of course, he knew that because he knew the system was in place. So it didn't matter if it was a casual conversation or it was something serious, or it was about somebody, as you could tell there were three extreme examples. They were going to be taped, period, end of story. And you could tell, obviously, there that's exactly what happened day in and day out in that White House. I guess after a while, and that's what I think happened with Nixon, too, you forget about the whole taping thing because it just becomes part of your life. So it wasn't just the Watergate tapes and then the tapes that everybody knows and the missing tapes. I mean, it's the everyday stuff, and that's the hours and hours that was, of course, released. In the meantime, Michael Jackson is, again, continues to be the big story, so I don't want to neglect that. If you've just tuned in and you know we talk politics and water cooler buzz and everything that's happening, but this certainly is big water cooler buzz because we don't know the cause of the death yet. They're doing an autopsy took almost an hour to try to resuscitate him. It didn't work. We're going to let you hear what his brother, Jermaine Jackson, said a little bit later this hour. But in again, keep in this into perspective, Jackson, no doubt, led a very controversial life. And speaking of controversy, the governor of South Carolina, you all know this story now. We were talking about everybody wants to know, should he resign? What do you think? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Not a lot of takers on that. A lot of people thinking, well, you know what? Hey, Democrats have affairs, too. Other people have done this. So what? I got a ton of emails about that. But my take wasn't so much about, well, he had an affair. His wife said they were having problems. She knew and that they had talked about separation and all these other things. But it was the fact that he disappeared, didn't tell anyone he's the governor of a state, and the office was unprepared, nobody knew, and you just can't, to me, you can't do that. Do I want somebody being my governor or representing us who is nowhere to be found, who has disappeared for days on end, and nobody is in touch and knows where he is, and then they're saying one thing, and it turns out to be another thing? I mean, you know, obviously. To me, and it was also about the fact that he used the state money for the tryst, and of course he's going to pay the money back. I think he may just try to hang on and weather the storm and weather the scandal and not step aside. The lieutenant governor in South Carolina, though, was asked for his opinion on what happened, and here's what he had to say.
Our big concern was just knowing that we could get in touch with the governor should there be an emergency or pending issue that needed his attention. I don't know that they misled me, but we talked to him at the beginning of the day yesterday, and they said they had, in fact, talked to him. And then we read a statement later on that said, in fact, they had not spoken to him. And then yesterday evening, I asked to speak to him personally and was told when they talked to him, they would let him know. Oh, he deserves it. No question. He needs to recharge his batteries. They've had a tough, long year. All of us do. And I don't think that's really what's up for debate here. I think what's really up for debate is that there has to be a line of command. There has to be a chain of command. There has to be a contact person to go to in state of emergency. Just like just last month when Myrtle Beach had fires, the governor was able to be contacted even though he was in another country, and he flew back prematurely to be here to deal with the situation at hand as a leader is supposed to. And so not being able to get directly in contact with our leader, the person that's responsible for 4.5 million people, is a concern, I think, not only to myself and members of the legislature, but the people in general of South Carolina. Well, I haven't talked to him, but again, what you talked about reiterates the exact situation. Fortunately, at that point in time, his office was able to get in touch with him. However, currently in the last few days, they have been not able to get in touch with him. And so that's where the real dilemma comes in.
We'll get your thoughts next on that and other things on ATN.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Sadly, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, dead at the age of 50. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. On an up note, though, wow. Remember when we did the Match promotion, those fabulous books, The Match? Yeah, our winner, Stu in Kentucky, of the Nexstar I4BC GPS system on the line. Do we have some applause for our lucky winner? It's so sweet. Our studio audience up on their feet. It was such a fabulous promotion. You get a backup camera in that. It's on the way to Stu in Kentucky because Stu, and thank goodness for this, thank the Lord, he had a little mishap, had a couple of stunts that had to be put in, as he told us on the show. So he was MIA, and we are thrilled to say that he was back this week, and we found you. We were worried.
I'm like Lee Mason, $6 million man. Ain't nothing to hold me down.
Hey, a weird day, huh? Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson.
You know, the sad part, Farrah Fawcett, which we know that's been coming. Michael Jackson, the sad part is, like I said, he's king of pop. He's crossed over generations. He's crossed over ethnic, you know, barriers. I mean, the guy almost became white. But
right.
The bad part is it, it's like O.J. Simpson. You never hear anybody say anymore, O.J. Simpson was probably one of the best football players in history. They say, OJ, yeah, I'm going to OJ you if you don't leave me alone. You know, it's always something about OJ being a smart out. And I think the bad part is we're going to think of Michael Jackson as, you know, guided like little boys. And that's
right,
the sad thing of it. It's a shame his reputation is going to be tainted, which no one did it but himself, but still.
Right, I agree with you. His music stands on its own. There's no question about that. But then the weird spiral that he took, as you made the reference to, the weird cosmetic things that he did to himself, the wearing the mask, the trial for the molestation of the 13-year-old boy, and even though he was cleared, you're right, there were other accusations.
And then paid off a $25 million one to get the case thrown out.
Exactly, exactly. So you're right, there is a weird twist, as I said that before, the weird controversy, yes.
I just think it's bad, but you know, I mean, a buddy of mine called me tonight, we were talking, he said, you know, when we were kids, he was the thing, he was it, and he was it, but like I said, you know, and he did so much for charities, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, what went wrong, I don't know, he smoked a doobie with some bad stuff in it or something, I don't know what he did, but, you know, and I just want to tell you, it was kind of funny, I heard the lieutenant governor there say that, he had to take off to recharge some batteries or something.
Right.
Yeah. We figured that out when we found out he was plugged in, didn't we?
Well, here's the thing. I thought to myself, too, when I heard the lieutenant governor, because it is the perfect opening, he's the guy who would step up, naturally, to take that position.
Right.
And there's a push on for the governor to resign. And like I said, and I agreed with you, the whole thing of the affair, it's not about that. It's more about the disappearing, the craziness with the staff, the whatever. I mean, the fact that he took time off and did whatever he did, it's more about that. It's more about the other stuff and then the using the state funds. But he's paying the state funds back. But once you make that mistake and the cat's out of the bag, boy, I don't know. This is going to be weird. I talked to someone close to him, actually, who knows him and feels like he's going to try to hang in there. He's not going to step away.
Well, you know, I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, when you're a governor or any kind of authority like that, you just have to leave. You know, you can't exactly do that. I think it's a shame that, you know, nowadays, so if a person wants to just take off and go on a hiatus, they've got the sheriff's department looking for them, state police looking for them, FBI looking for them, and freaking out. You remember the girl in Georgia, the runaway bride and all that.
Yes.
And I think it's a shame that a person can't. But you know what? When you step into that spotlight, whether it be politics, Hollywood, any kind of entertainment, that's what you give up, and that's the sad part of it. But you know, when you take a job, like I said, I had my own business for years, and trust me, there was times I'd say, "I'm getting out of here, man. I won't take me a week and just go. Nobody can get a hold of me." And one of my driver's wives told me one time, she said, "But when you leave, you're not hurting, you're not hurting nobody, but everybody that works for you." And I never thought about that. Because, I mean, everybody depends on him. There's 4.5 million people in South Carolina depends on him to make sure that the state is run the way it needs to be run.
That's right. That's right.
So, and just for Richard Nixon's sake, he got what he wanted. We've got Sarah Palin. And it don't get much more smoking hot than Sarah Palin. Richard Nixon was a happy man with a smile on his face and instead of saying, "I'm innocent," he'd be saying, "Wow."
All right, Stu, we love you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kate.
That's funny because he's referring to the Nixon spots that we played, if you didn't hear it, and one of them was Nixon telling George Bush to try to find an attractive woman because maybe that woman would win somewhere. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Mark.
Stu, you know, he stole so much of my thunder. He said I was going to mention Sarah Palin myself about Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely right, but he stole my thunder. Also, he was right about Kissinger. He should have watched Kissinger like a hawk. If anybody ever reads Christopher Hitchens, Christopher Hitchens wants to see him tarred in feathers. But I'm in a kind of a good mood today, Kate, and let me tell you why. I'm not going to mention anything, say anything bad about the dead. I'll wait until he's buried, and I'll call you next week about that. Really quick, let me just say hi to Pete in Michigan. What's up there, you old codger? That's good to hear you. He's a good man.
Good
I love you, Pete. Listen, about the governor of Stanford, as someone who's had numerous Latina women, I look, man, he had a hot tamale in Argentina, you know, he goes to the Latina mujeres. He had what he had to do, and he had to capture, he got captured, and that's the way it goes. You know what, don't step down. The reason I'm laughing, I'm smiling, we had an animal up here named Spitzer, who still hasn't done any jail time for paying all this for this high-priced sex. At least the government's going to reimburse the state. So he went down to Argentina. I was laughing my head off. I said, you know what, it's sad, he's going to have problems with his wife. But they're in good hands there because listen to what the lieutenant governor, just put the lieutenant governor in his place. They'll be fine. But you know what these people are doing, Kate? This is my Machiavellian side or just my cynical side or whatever. You know, I hate the government side. They're making it look like they're making it easy for the people to say, we don't need these clowns. Whether it's Spitzer, Sanford, anybody else, they're making it like they're making it our argument for us for less government, less smaller government.
I know.
I mean, is South Carolina going to fall apart without this guy?
No.
I guess there's a chain of command. Look at the clowns that we have in New York, the Senate and the House. We got a governor that was put in because Spitzer went out. They don't know what they're doing. But you know what? When they're not in session, when they don't pass laws, we're safe.
Right.
If they would just enforce the laws that are on the books, I don't care if they seriously pull, like in New York State here, they can pull out firearms and kill each other. I don't care. I don't think that people are going to disappear. I think that, the laws are in place, and they're just screwing things up more and more. But like I said, let the two lieutenant governors sit in and let the hot tamale go because that was great. I'll see you, Kate. I love you.
All right, Mark. Yeah, it is funny. I mean, it is strange. We were talking about it on the air. Where do you think the governor is? And once the two cars were in two different places, you knew that he was nailed for that. There's no question about it. And the lieutenant governor, Mark's right. He can step in. You heard what he had to say. And I think he wants to step in, but I heard the governor is really going to hang on to that gig. Brad is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, no. Is this the Michael Jackson and, and dying or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about always a song or something that's related throughout your life to it. I can't dance at all. So, but one of my favorite songs he did was Betty Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just, I mean, the rhythm, the music, it always, like you said, you always want to listen to it. You always want to turn it up, get you moving a little bit, no matter how goofy you look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you had a lot of people trying to do the moonwalk thing, and they couldn't do it. And then you had other people that were able to figure out how to do it. And there's no doubt with various things that he set off a movement in lots of different directions with his style, with his dance, with his music in general, and you can't take that away from him. I don't think somebody can step up and take his place. As I said before, he goes up there with the Marilyn Monroes, the James Deans, the Elvis Presleys, and 50 is still pretty young, and here he was going to go on this tour. And he was practicing, and they said he seemed a little listless, but that's kind of how he was. And sadly, the family attorney who loved Michael Jackson said, listen, I think it could have to do with he was abusing prescription drugs. And if it turns out that's what it is, I told the family, I'm absolutely going to speak out against it because I think it's terrible and all that stuff because he cared about him. But, it certainly is a day where you start to think about, like I said, where were you when Michael Jackson died, because people are gathering all over the place. I mean, that says something. That says that his music affected people or they wouldn't gather. I mean, there are other famous people who have died and had some success in the music business or other businesses, but there's no question. In fact, you know what you could say, Brad? It's kind of sad in a way for Farrah Fawcett's legacy because his death overshadows hers.
Oh, sure.
I mean, there was one, this is interesting, I watched the networks tonight, I was flipping around to see what they did, and of course everybody was covering it. Thanks, Brad, for the call, but the interesting thing was NBC had already had a prepared, I think, Farrah Fawcett thing, so they went with that, and CBS was all Michael Jackson, they barely mentioned Farrah Fawcett, and of course all the other ones, the Fox, MSNBC, CNNs, all of them, all focused on mostly Michael Jackson. Hang with us, more to come on the flip side.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if she could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Pacific time, Michael Jackson, the pop star, king of pop, dies at the age of 50. Actually, the paramedics were called to his house. They tried to resuscitate him for nearly an hour. An autopsy is set for Friday. The Jackson family and the world mourning and reacting to Jackson's death. As I said before, you can talk about all the crazy controversies surrounding the man, but there is no question that his music affected a ton of people and cut across, I think, a couple of different generations. Here's what Jermaine Jackson had to say, and it was really tough for him to talk about his brother, obviously, but here's what he had to say to the throngs of paparazzi who had gathered to find out about what happened to Michael Jackson.
It's hard. My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m. It is believed he suffered cardiac arrest in his home. However, the cause of his death is unknown until results of the autopsy are known. His personal physician, who was with him at the time, attempted to resuscitate my brother. And as did the paramedics who transported him to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. Upon arriving at the hospital at approximately 1:14 p.m., a team of doctors, including emergency physicians and cardiologists, attempted to resuscitate him for a period of more than 1 hour, and they were unsuccessful. Our family requests that the media please respect our privacy during this tough time. And may Allah be with you, Michael, always. Love you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm all right, Kate. Well, big news today, huh?
Yeah, a lot of big news. And certainly, you and I have talked about Michael Jackson's music before, so I know you liked his music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so did I.
You know, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, same day. Mm-hmm. I think met a couple days ago. And
yeah.
They say it comes in threes, but, you know, the thing with Michael Jackson, I just kind of, Kate, it's really kind of, you know, from such a young age, you know, a lot of the child stars, you know, they have a period where they're not front and center, you know, as they get older, and maybe they rebound and come back. For example, Ron Howard, you know, he was really popular, you know, as a teen, you know, with Happy Days, and then there was this time where he kind of faded, and then all of a sudden he became this big director, you know, and then there's a lot of them, you know, but Michael Jackson, just from day one, I mean, you know, has always just been in the spotlight, and I go back to the, and I was asked earlier, you know, how I felt, and I said, I feel sad, you know, sad that he's gone, but at the same time, I just feel sad for the life that he led. Now, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going, well, you feel sorry for somebody who's worth so much money, you know, but to just have, you know, you and I can go off and have just peace and quiet, and, you know, most people don't even know who we are, you know.
Right.
And
right.
But this guy, you know, just everywhere he go, you know, and you know, it's just, in one way you feel bad about that. The thing that's always bothered me about Michael Jackson, and I think it led to the charges, whether they were false or not, is I remember the interviews with Lisa Presley and Brooke Shields and what it was like to be married to Michael, and that he was like being married to a 10-year-old kid, you know.
Right, right.
So somewhere along the line, this happens in psychologists have said in people's lives, they blow fuses, you know, to where they don't mature past a certain part. I've got a 21-year-old nephew that, you know, is I don't think he's ever going to move past 13, you know, and unfortunately the average 13-year-old's a pain in the ass, you know, but in any case, so as to Michael, you know, and so this led to the, you know, thought of, you know, when he's having kids stay over, it's just like some little slumber party for your, you know, that young kids do, but at the same time he was an adult, and I don't think it ever, you know, I just think either he was refusing to be an adult, or at least that was what, you know, Lisa and Brooke had said in the interview, you know, why it was so complicated to being married to him, because like being married to a little kid.
Right.
You know, and you're married, you want to be with an adult, with a mature adult, and talk about adult things. And,
sure.
You know, and so somewhere along the line, something blew a fuse in his brain, I think, to where, you know, he just did not want to, I don't think he wanted to be an adult or accept being an adult. And then that could have been from the stardom, you know, from the fact of just being from 11 years old, you know, you and I, none of us have gone through something like this guy went through. And yeah, he's got all the money and the music's going to live on forever. I mean, every Halloween, you know, you're going to hear Thriller and, you know, or, and, you know, but, I just feel sad, you know, in a sense that he just didn't get to live a normal life like most people do, you know, and everybody's always like, oh, I'd love to be a star and everything. And, you know, and Tom Cruise has gone through a lot of talk about, you know, especially when, if you remember, he was on the news the night Princess Di passed
yes.
away, and he that was the first time I recognized that, you know, these people are, you know, they're in the spotlight, and they just, you know, they have to go through great lengths to get away from it, you know, to just try to have some kind of a normal life. And I don't know if that's just the drive of the paparazzi trying to, you know, constantly be around them or whatever, but,
right,
you know,
invade their privacy,
everybody
every
likes, you know, you get to have some peace and quiet in your time,
yeah.
and I do
sure.
too.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think people from where you or I are sitting at can understand what it's like to be in that position. And, yeah, they've got the money and the fame, and everybody knows their name, but I don't know. But I just feel, in a sense, you know, I'll be honest, and when I first heard it, I had a few tears in my eyes, you know, because this kid, you know, Michael Jackson was part of the America story. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
If you go back to American history and, you know, a pop icon, you know, the dancing, I mean, he is part of the America. I mean, if you were to write a book 500 years from now about America, and America wasn't around, and you were writing a book about it, he would be one of the things that would have been put in there, you know.
Absolutely,
And it's sad to see something like that go. So, you know, but hopefully, you know, his family will carry on, you know, the good work that he did for the youth and for children, and, you know, and we'll get past this stupid thing about all the, you know, the allegation that were against him, and just remember him as an extremely talented individual. And, you know, I just hope none of this skin toning stuff he was doing, you know, trying to change, maybe that's what eventually led to his heart failure. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll talk about that after the autopsy, but Don, great thoughts. Thanks for the call. You're right. I felt the same way that Don felt. It's kind of a weird feeling. It is kind of a weird feeling. You do kind of feel sorry for the life that he led, but see, then other people will say, well, you know, hey, when you get all that money, though, that's part of what you give up. If you go for that kind of fame, or if you end up becoming that famous, that's just part of the territory, but it does lead to... I think some famous people being very eccentric because they're too much in a bubble and they don't have time away from cameras being around them all the time, especially now. Now it's really bad. But it was always bad for Michael Jackson anyway. And even Farrah Fawcett dealt with that in the final story that they did on Farrah Fawcett, kind of like her little journal of getting better. They showed that. They illustrated that there was paparazzi around and waiting for her at LAX or wherever, as they wait for other celebrities too. So Farrah Fawcett dead at the age of 62, a fallen angel fighting cancer for 3 years, and Michael Jackson dead at the age of 50, the cause of his death unknown. He did have cardiac arrest, but what led up to that cardiac arrest, we don't know at this point. There will be an autopsy performed on Friday in Los Angeles.